had to take this hard decision to close the paper. But, however, we are keeping the website going. Well, we feel that Zimbabweans around the world will still need to know what's going on in the country. So we are offering this, you know, platform. But also, there will be changes to the website. Instead of getting news from our reporters, we are now going to open it to citizen journalists to send in their reports. We will also have videos and allow people to tell their stories and allow debate, or if it encourages debate on the site, so that Zimbabweans can exchange views on the site.
Obviously, this is a loss to readers, especially those in the countryside, and of course to you and all the people who invested, you know, a lot of effort in the Zimbabwe newspaper. How do you personally feel?
Well, it's like losing your child, you know. I mean, this is our vision, this was our passion, it's been our lives for the last 11 years. So, you know, it is something that we loved, enjoyed doing. We had our highs and our lows, but it was mostly fun. But when you lose something that has been very close to you, something that you've done every day, something that has been part of your life, you know, it makes you sad, to put it mildly.